Dufferbet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to Dufferbet, WPL Radio.
Well, there truly have been some tales of the unexpected in the Dafabet Welsh Premier League over the past few days, haven't there? Airbus beating ABBA, Gap overtaking Bala, Newtown getting another point in the dying minutes on that battle for seventh spot. Not even John le Carré could write thrillers like this. Comments on all of that, plus analysis and the odds for the weekend ahead. Becoming a crucial weekend now, I'd argue. But first, here's our very own creator of fiction, Mark Jonah Jones. Jonah, look, all of these results have put the cat amongst the pigeons in various places, haven't they? Which has shaken up the table the most? Which one was the most shocking for you?
I think it's the Aberystwyth and Airbus result, definitely. Especially when Aberystwyth took a 2-0 lead and, their problems looked to be over by then for the rest of the season. They would have distanced Airbus even further away from them. But to be fair to Airbus, and you have to be fair to Airbus, everybody's talking about how poorly ABBA performed in the second half. But hey, how about how well Airbus performed? You know, to come back from 2-0 down, you're a team at the bottom of the league. Everybody says you're throwing a towel in. Thomason, 46 minutes. Well, Ryan Edwards in the 37th minute, in fact, and 69th. Johnny Spittle as well getting a goal. It's a fantastic comeback for Airbus, and it's a shot in the arm for them. Even if they do go down, they've still got an absolute mountain to climb. But even if they do go down, like I said last week, they could go down with a bit of pride, and it'll equip them well and Andy Thomas for next season if they all stick together. But, was it a surprise? At the moment, ABBA are not playing to the best of their ability. So after being 2-0 down, it was a big surprise. But I don't think the surprise result over the 90 minutes was that big to anybody. I don't think you can pick up a paper any day where a manager's not going or there's a board talking about this and that and there's player power. I mean, where's all this player power come from? You know, you have good football people. Bishop's a good football person. He's a great football person. Okay, he's having a tough time in his first season, but is nobody now allowed a tough time as a manager? It looks that way, and I just think it's a little bit sad. I hope, you know, they're a great club, Aberystwyth, brilliant club. I hope Wolvesy comes in now. It looks like Wolvesy's taken over first team affairs, and he's got four games to bail him out, but that's a big job now at the moment. But I just don't see it. Why to get rid of the manager with four games to go is a massive shock to me, Mac.
What a game it was between Gap and TNS. Here's Andy Morrison on that performance and what it means for his European chances.
The character that we've shown, you know, 1-0 down at halftime is an absolute travesty with the way the game was. You know, we've missed open goals, we've had countless opportunities to get shots off, we haven't, and then they've had one shot or one opportunity and we're 1-0 down. We've been very, very brave. We were brave against Prestatyn at 2-0 down, and we were brave again today, you know, and we did something that I always think would cause TNS a lot of problems over the years, and we went to it in the second half, and we absolutely dominated the game from then on. Yeah, they're going to try and protect their goal lead, so that's going to invite us on a little bit, but, you know, we're talking 6-7 good chances in the second half, and then we've got what is rightly deserved tonight, you know. We've been beat 3-0 by them twice, and probably rightly so, because they were better than us, but tonight we were better than TNS tonight, and the result was correct. Bala have got to come and play us. Bala have got to play TNS. You know, we got to play. It's just everything, like I say, it's going to go right down to the wire. It's going to go down to us at Cardiff Met last game of the season, and TNS away at Bala. Banger, if they hit some form like we have, you know, we've taken now 10 points from 12 at the right time, and you know, it's everything to play for. But you know, what's in our favour at the moment is momentum and form and the way we're playing, you know, because that's Bala first half, Cardiff Met, Carmarthen and them tonight, where we have dominated for four games. And when we play like that, you know, I'll back myself against any team in this league to cause them problems and go on and win.
Well, I had to laugh, Jonah, at Gap's money man Gary Dewhurst straight on the Twitter after that game. We've beaten the world record holders, celebrating the win, quite rightly so as well. But I had to rib him a little bit because he put out a few tweets earlier on in the season saying we could never beat the money bags and the riches and the full-timeness of TNS. So he's proven that wrong. But what do Gap need to do now to hold on to second place?
Second spot could be decided in the top six by how you get on against TNS. And Gap Connors Key in the rearranged game performed really well to get a 2-1. That's a massive win, especially with the New Saints. There's teams have beaten the New Saints in the past, but not many have come from behind against them. You know, they were ahead at half time through a James Jones goal after 34 minutes. But John Disney and Declan Poole got the two goals. And it could be a big one psychologically for Gap as well, because obviously they play TNS in the Welsh Cup semi-final in a couple of weeks. And it's just, when you, for a group of players, when you do actually get a monkey off your back, what has been on there for ages, it just releases you and thinks you can do it again. Psychologically, it's a massive win. For second place, it's a gigantic win, because, you know, Morrison and Gap Connors Key are still hunting Europe down now on two fronts.
And the fact is, Jonah, Ballack now have a fight on their hands, but they're old hats at this sort of thing, aren't they? Because they had a bit of a fight on their hands with Llandudno last season. What have they got in their locker, Ballack, to regain that second space and keep it?
Yeah, they got a brilliant set of players. They got a manager who's experienced in this situation. And, you know, that's why most probably, I think, if you said Ballack or Gap Connors Key is absolutely down to, you know, even money who's going to get the second spot. I think they've just edged far enough ahead of Bangor now to get them there. That was a brilliant win, by the way, last Friday evening. So, you know, Kieran Smith getting a double. He hasn't been known for his goal-scoring exploits, Kieran, but what a time to start scoring goals. And that's the situation at the moment. You know, they've both played 28. They both got 53 points each. Goal difference, 24, Gap Connors Key, 18 for Ballack. It's that close. It could even come down to that. But we said, Mark, that this was going to be a tough race right to the wire. All along on this podcast, we've been saying that the decisions in this league are going to go right to the 90th minute on the final day of the season. And it looks like heading our way.
Now, if all of that wasn't enough of a shock, wing commander Andy Thomas might have started the great escape.
Cornel arall, thrown in with it. Spitzel! Oh, mae'r bus wedi gwneud hi'n bedair gol i ddwy! Johnny Spitzel yn codi yn uwch na neb! Amddiffyn Aberystwyth fel gogor yn ddiweddar! A dyna chi enghraifft pam!
Yes, Scorio describing the final moments there of a 4-2 win over Aberystwyth. Where did that come from? Well, here's Andy Thomas himself.
First half performance, we weren't really at it. Changed a few things. Second half we were outstanding. We took our chances today, had a bit of luck. Should have had a penalty, but we were outstanding second half and deserved to win.
So, Jonah, the great escape is on.
Big ask, still a big ask. I think it's going to have to be 4 out of 4 for him. Maybe 3 out of 4 could get him over the wire. I think the way things are going down the bottom with a couple of teams hitting a bad run. But their last 4 games, now they go to Llandudno away, massive, Rhyl away, home to Newtown, and then Kevin Druids away. I just don't see him getting out of it, Mark. I'd like to think that would spur him on to make a massive, massive fight of it now in the next 4 games. But to get 9 points out of 12 at this stage, or even 12 out of 12, which they might need, forget the manager of the season. You could just give it to him on a plate. But what a challenge ahead of him now.
Well, Rhyl had a chance to capitalise on all of this, didn't they? Niall McGuinness apologising on Twitter after their defeat to Kevin Druids. Is there an element here, Jonah, of Rhyl were offered a gift horse, they looked it straight in the mouth, and they've run to the hills?
They did, but they're playing against a team who found good form at the moment. And if you've seen the highlights on Scurry on Monday evening, and I have spoke to Hughie Griffiths since, they played really well, and they look sharp, mate. Ellis Healing, his goal from the left wing, is a contender for goal of the month already. He signed Ashley Rouen back after Christmas to get him goals, and he started scoring regularly, which was a good managerial decision. Goal from Mike Pritchard as well. And there's a little bit of good news as well coming from the Druids, because I think Huey already building for, you know, next season. He signed the goalkeeper, Mike Jones. He signed Adam Hesp. He signed Naima Hassan, the left-back, and Nathan Peat. So I think it's a good place to be at the moment, Kevin Druids. One more win, I think, will get him over the finishing line of avoiding relegation. Four more wins could put him a late challenge towards Newtown or Llandudno. It's been up and down for young Niall. I think he's done a great job. I think the real board have done a great job. You know, they gave him the job, and him and his dad have done a good job there. And they're still in a race to stay up now. Yeah, they'll have to catch. Looks like it's a straight race now between them and Aberystwyth, maybe, or who knows. But it's just been young lad in charge. He's had some great results, and then sometimes they've had some bad results. So consistency will be the key to young Niall in his future. Just getting his team to be as consistent as he obviously wants them to be. But whatever happens with the young lad, if they were to just, you know, be relegated, should we be honest, they were in the mix anyway, weren't they? So he's done a great job, I think, keeping them afloat and fighting to this late stage of the season.
And then after we tried to get our head around all of that, your Scorio game on Sunday, Newtown against Llandudno, what a thriller and what an opportunity for both sides to peak their head up on that seventh spot.
You know, it was a real good football match. From the first minute, you could see, right, both teams are passing. That's how much I think this league's come on. The 3G has helped in the way of developing football as a passing game. You know, it is swirling there. Danny Hughes bangs the first one. Bountford equalises. Danny Shaw then gets what we all thought was a win in the 66th minute. And then Oswald comes up with, you know, a goal that if Aguero would have scored it, they'd have all been saying, oh, that's another beauty by Aguero. First touch, inside of the right instep, smashed it in the top corner as if he was playing out the back. When you're on form, you're on form. And that's why Newtown are seventh at the moment. But for the league, brilliant game of football. For both sets of fans, you know, they're real nervy games now. They're both trying to get over the wire for seventh place. I think they can both say they're not going to get relegated now, so they can just enjoy themselves and fight for seventh. But as a game of football and representing the Daffabet Welsh Premier League, it was an excellent advert.
Are they going to be carrying Jason Oswell around on a sedan chair through mid-Wales? I mean, he's almost as sharp as Shane Sutton's hairdo, isn't he?
Hey, Suts have never let us down, mate. If there was ever I think he was the first one with a big beard. And his hairdos are always immaculate and fashionable, mate. I just wish I had enough left on my bonds to have a few like it.
Well, it just points to the fact that this ain't a dull league and there's lots more to come, people. Stay tuned to the rest of the podcast. We're going to go through the odds for the weekend ahead. But first, a reminder that the Welsh Cup final venue has been decided. It's going to be at the Bangor University Stadium, Sunday the 30th of April, kickoff at 2 o'clock. And tickets will obviously be available closer to the time when we know the sides that are going to be competing in that. Well, let's get on to next weekend's game. Plenty to talk about. As ever, you can have a bet at davabet.com. Quite a lot of them on Saturday, 2:30 kickoffs. And here's one that definitely tickles my interest straight away, Jonah. And you can tell me what the bookies think about this as well. Aberystwyth against Kevin Druids. What's your thoughts? What does the bookie say?
Aberystwyth, in fact, going to the game. This is how crazy and how tight this league's been. Aberystwyth were defeated 4-2 at Airbus. Kevin Druids gets a sound 4-1 win at home against Rhyl. And they go into the game as the underdog. Aberystwyth 7-5. The draw 5-2. And Kevin Druids 8-5. That is just how tight it is. The amount of tension at this game Friday night will be dramatic. I think the crowd, Aberystwyth supporters, just need to get there early and get behind their team, because it's going to be, you know, an absolutely titanic game for Aberystwyth. Saturday 2:30. I'm getting carried away. It's not Friday evening. It's Saturday 2:30, right? I'm getting tense about it now. That's how tight it's going to be. Seriously, Mark. I mean, Wayne Jones, obviously no Matt Bishop there, so the players know what's happened in this week. The players know how poorly they must have performed in the second period last week to lose the game. And Kevin Druids will come into it, you know, on a high. It's a tale of two teams at the moment, but can ABBA overturn and inform Kevin Druids and just about back up what's been going on in this league all season? you know, inconsistency of runs of results. So that's why the bookmaker is offering you, the away team who are on form at the moment, a good bet at 8-5.
It's Cardiff Met against Bala, of course. Cardiff Met having a bit of a pounding from TNS last weekend, and Bala know now they've got a bit of a fight on their hands. Could it be another 3 or 4 goals, or will Cardiff Met have learnt their lesson?
Yeah, I think Bala at even money there would be a sharp bet, considering what's at stake. They simply have to win, Bala. They know they have to win. Gap Connorsky got a tough game at home, which we'll go on to in a minute against Bangor. But it's must wins now if you're going to get second spot and a brilliant place in Europe, directly into Europe. The Met, I think Christian or Wayne, whoever's in charge, will be trying out a few of their players, and now they will definitely be building for their playoff game. So if he's going to try anything now, I think he'll pull in a player or two. But Bala, you know, this is massive for him. This is a Welsh Cup semi-final the week before the Welsh Cup semi-final.
And TNS will probably be smarting a bit, won't they, from that defeat by Gap Connors Key. But Carmarthen are absolutely determined to get themselves in a decent position for the playoff run-in. And they travel to Park Hall. Who do you think is going to take that one, Jonah?
It's 1-7 at home for TNS, 14-1 for the Old Gold. I mean, a couple of their fans might take it again after taking the 12-1 when they beat them at Richmond Park. But TNS will just want to get back on track. Carmarthen, you never know what Ace throws into the ring. He might come up with a plan, and you know, you've said it to me before. He's been hammered there 6 or 7-0, and he's defeated them once or twice 1-0. So it's on the day. But I think the New Saints will be smart, and then they'll want to finish. And don't forget, everybody's playing for a place for a big game the week later. New Saints play Gap Connors Keek a week later in the Welsh Cup semi-final. So they'll all be playing for their places. So there won't be nobody taking it easy at the New Saints. They never do. So I do see the New Saints easing to victory at Park Hall on Saturday.
And as again I said, Wing Commander Thomas planning the great escape. They travel to Llandudno this weekend, and the momentum is with Airbus, ironically, on this one, isn't it, Jonah? And they've got to keep that momentum at nothing but a win.
I think good side, Llandudno. They just, you know, they looked a good team again on Saturday. You know, Mark Williams back to form. He was buzzing around everywhere. You know, they got the likes of Jamie Reid and Jago now up top, and they were decent. Danny Hughes and Tom Dix. Tom Dix is one of the underrated players in this league. He doesn't move out of that centre circle, but he breaks up so many attacks. Their captain, he's a decent player. And, I spoke to Morgs. They got their sights firmly set on trying to qualify for Europe again, so they're not going to be letting up at all. Airbus, you're in the last chance saloon, but they're still in the last chance saloon. They're 15-4. Having been defeated last week against Aberystwyth, they'd have been about 10-1 for this, but the bookie's just telling you. He's telling you Airbus are still in the race of staying up in the league if they can get a win Saturday. That's why the odds of 15-4 are not that great for the away team. But Llandudno at home, it's a must-win for them because of Newtown's form and seventh spot getting you a place in the playoffs. So I just go for Llandudno in the home victory.
And then we've got Rhyl playing Newtown. Now, Newtown grabbing points where they can, certainly know how to deal with Rhyl. Niall McGuinness is not very happy about what happened. Apparently, there is a plan, a game plan for the team and how to play. It just isn't being executed by the players. And some of the players at Rhyl stuck their hands up on that last week, I heard, and said it was our fault. So there needs to be a quick change there, because Rhyl are looking at an exit door here now, aren't they?
When they've performed, Rhyl, you know, they have been capable of competing with anybody all season. Newtown are a team in marvellous form at the moment. They're on 5 wins, I think, and a draw, and their team spirit. And, you know, sometimes you need a bit of luck, and, you know, I'm not saying that Oswell's goal was a bit of luck, but you need some of those 93rd, 94th minute goals to keep your run going. But Rhyl, Niall will know that a win could get him out of the relegation zone right just at the right time of the season. And a win, if Kevin Druids, you know, don't get a win, if Kevin Druids and Aber get a draw, the win would put them back in a pack of four then, of climbing away from relegation. It's a must win, I think, though, for Rhyl. It's easy to say these things at these times when you're a manager. When you're not a manager, you're an ex-manager, and you can just see, you know, see these things developing. But I think Real have to beat Newtown on Sunday. They got a big crowd behind them. You know, they can produce goals. They got good players. And this could be the surprise result of the weekend for me. I wouldn't count the Lily Whites out of getting a home win.
Well, as ever, Jonah, of course, we'll be having a fantastic weekend next weekend going through all of this. And we'll be celebrating, of course, a Wales win in the international against the Republic of Ireland. As those cool kids say on those meme things, it just got interesting. Say goodbye, Jenna.
All the best, Mark, and good luck to everybody on the weekend.
Sign up for your Dufferbet account and support the WPL.